Hi, baby. This is Aaron. I'm home and going to go to sleep for a while. Give me a call when you want.
The ones that are harder to listen to are like, this is like 5 days before he went to hospice.
Hello, this is Aaron. I'm fine. Just calling to see if you need me to do anything before you leave tonight and Gia gets here. I think you're texting me. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Nora. In 2011, my boyfriend had a seizure when he was at work. And it turned out that the reason for the season, his joke, was a brain tumor. And the brain tumor was cancer, and the cancer was bad. And the cancer would kill him 3 years later. But in between, a lot of other things happened. We got married. We had a baby. His name is Ralph.
Hi, I'm Ralphie.
And life was really good and normal. And then the shadow caught up with us. The brain tumor kept growing back. I miscarried our second baby. My dad died.
Hello, this is Aaron.
And a few weeks later, so did Aaron.
Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
So now I'm a 30-ish widowed mom, and everyone wants to know how I'm doing. It's just our nature for us to touch each other's arms gently and try to make an awkward amount of eye contact and whisper in that soft NPR voice, like, how are you?
How are you?
Which I hear a lot. And I kept telling everybody the same thing. Oh, I'm fine. Like, I'm good. But sometimes when somebody asks you how you are, the only answer is terrible. Thanks for asking. So yeah, we're going to talk about death because it's kind of fresh in my mind. But that's not all we're going to talk about. And I want to be clear, it's not a podcast about me. Although I pitched that and they were like, no. It's about all those ugly, awful things that we all have to go through and learning how to talk about them together. Because these things, they really do happen to everybody.
I felt the most pain when the memory was the strongest, by a lot, because the memory was so fresh.
We talk about him daily. We draw pictures. Like, he still draws pictures of our whole family sometimes with all of us. We're never hushing about it. We're just fully open.
When you reminisce about stories of your childhood with your parents, I think you kind of turn the story into something a little different than it actually was.
Terrible Thanks for Asking is out this fall, but you should subscribe in iTunes now so that when it's ready, it's just in your phone waiting for you. But like, you've asked for it. It's not like a U2 album. And I'll be spending my summer vacation finding people who have been through some stuff and talking to them. Maybe one of them is you.